Her reverie was broken by the sound of a sudden commotion. A group of men came running up both aisles from the plane's economy section and stopped not far from Meg's seat. One of the flight attendants had unbuckled himself and approached the men to see what was the matter. In a flash, the mood in the plane turned from celebration to terror as one of the men attacked the flight attendant, and several of the passengers began screaming. Two figures clad in black jumpsuits and wearing ski masks appeared on the stairwell that led from the lower deck fitness area and began handing up a wide array of automatic weapons to the men who had run up from economy class. From the first class section of the plane, Meg saw one of Mayor Fellinger's Chicago police bodyguards approach. She tried to warn him with a tilt of her head toward the stairwell, but it was too late. One of the masked hijackers saw the bodyguard first, withdrew a silenced pistol, and fired two shots into his head, killing him instantly. Meg couldn't see it, but behind her, a plainclothes sky marshal rushed up one of the aisles from the rear of the plane with his gun drawn, yelling for the men to put down their weapons. Another sky marshal drew his weapon and ran up the opposite aisle. They were subdued by two sleeper hijackers, who had remained in their aisle seats until the sky marshals had made themselves known. The hijackers had short, black, plastic composite knives, known as CIA letter openers, which they had easily smuggled through security. With a well-rehearsed up, in, and twist motion of the knives, each sky marshal was quickly dispatched. Screams of terror could be heard coming from all directions. The hijackers, who were all now heavily armed, took up strategic positions throughout the cabins. Knowing that the pilots would stay barricaded behind their reinforced and bulletproof cockpit door, the hijackers contacted them on the intercom system and told them that if they didn't open the door within 3 seconds, it would be blown off with C4.